Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Wednesday, here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough deliberated on Ordinance 2021-067 Tuesday night, which would declare the Kenai Peninsula Borough an inclusive community where citizens are treated equally and empowered with free choice. The resolution relates to the COVID-19 vaccine in that, if passed, the Assembly and administration wouldn't support government-mandated restrictions imposing mandated vaccine segregation in the community, saying that citizens have the right to choose to not get a vaccine based on their personal reasons. The item was pulled from the consent agenda, which allowed for the public to comment on the resolution. Most of the comments echoed similar sentiment to what the resolution said, but didn't take long for some members of the public to make their frustrations known.
I've heard a lot of belittling and arrogance and pride. It's only coming from the pro-vaccination side. Every time, oh, we're the only ones that know science. Do you know how many forms of medicine there are out there? And I encourage them, all who are, if they're even listening, to actually acknowledge that you don't know everything. You weren't taught everything. The CDC is not God. They don't know everything either. Neither does WHO.
Assemblyman Richard Derkevorkian.
So I just want to speak to the resolution, being that I'm a co-sponsor of this. I obviously don't believe in government mandates. I said it earlier today during committee, and I'll say it again tonight. Less government is the best government. This is a simple decision for me. You're either on Team America, the land of the free, and you can join me on the record opposing government mandates, or you can align with tyrants in governments like Australia. The same government that won't allow its citizens to go further than 5 kilometers from their house. If you're okay with the government forcing you to inject your friends, neighbors, and family with a vaccine, I want to ask the members of this assembly that oppose this resolution, where do you draw the line? I'm going on the record as being opposed to government mandates.
However, Assembly President Brent Hibbert said,
I'm really having a problem with this. For one, this resolution, we have zero teeth in this. We do not have the powers to implement this.
One of the co-sponsors said the Assembly didn't have the votes to pass it and motioned to table the resolution, which passed on a 5-3 vote. It took freedom of information requests, weeks of queries to administrators, and more than 3 months past a legal deadline for Governor Mike Dunleavy to finally release his choice for an Alaska Board of Fisheries seat. Lainey Welch has more.
Dunleavy announced last Friday Indy Walton of Soldotna will fill the vacant seat on the 7-member board that directs management of state water, subsistence, personal use, sport, and commercial fisheries. The vacancy came after the Alaska legislature in May rejected his choice of Abe Williams, a regional affairs director for the Pebble Mine. The governor said in a statement, Walton has fished commercially for 37 years at both Kodiak and Bristol Bay. 2 Bristol Bay boats, Sniper and Turbo, are registered in his name. He also is a partner at Last Cast Lodge in Igiagic. Court records show that Walton was charged with 2 closed waters fishing violations in 2005 and 2012, reported KSTK in Wrangell. United Fishermen of Alaska Director Francis Leach said that Walton is a strong anti-Pebble Mine voice and is spoken of highly by his fellow Bristol Bay fishermen. But Representative Bryce Edgman of Dillingham expects Walton's appointment to be controversial when he's up for legislative confirmation next year due to his support for the law that limits Bristol Bay to 32-foot vessels.
If that's the case, he's going to encounter a lot of resistance from year-round residents in the Bristol Bay region because, you know, we've fought long and hard to keep 32-foot limit in place because otherwise local fishermen, particularly our village fishermen, would be disenfranchised and wouldn't be able to compete.
Walton's first fish board meeting will be at its October work session in Anchorage as it prepares to address fishery issues at Prince William Sound and Southeast Alaska. From the KSRM Newsroom, I'm Lainey Welch.
Fairview Elementary School in Anchorage soon will include the name of a trailblazing educator who taught there. The Anchorage School Board unanimously voted to add the name of Etheldred Davis to the school. Davis moved to Anchorage in 1959 and was the first black teacher hired by the Anchorage School District. She later became the principal for Fairview Elementary in 1969. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.